Piper shows growth in 2012. The FAA issues an airworthiness bulletin for the Super Cub. Search airport and find Google. This is Aero News for Tuesday, February 12, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Piper Aircraft ended 2012 with an increased annual revenue from new aircraft sales. The company's revenue was up by 13% over 2011, according to information released Monday by Piper. Sales were just under $149 million on deliveries of 158 airplanes, compared to 136 the previous year, a 16% increase. Piper President Scott Caldicott said that manufacturing and delivery of new aircraft were stabilized throughout the year as an initiative to level load factory production continued to meet with success. He said the company also met internal financial forecasts and continued working long-range product plans for the future. Piper also continued to expand its global dealer network by appointing new dealers in the Netherlands, Chile, India, Central America, Korea, Turkey, and China. In addition, the company located a sales manager in China to further develop growing that potential market. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin for owners and operators of certain Piper Aircraft Incorporated Model PA-18 or L-21 airplanes. The agency has been alerted to cracking discovered in the weld joint of an aft fuselage tail post on an airplane operated outside the United States. This SAIB also provides guidance on recommended inspections for various Piper airplane models with similar tail post configurations. The FAA recently received notice of this issue from a foreign operator. A Piper Model L-21B airplane fuselage was completely disassembled to replace its worn fabric fuselage covering. An inspection revealed two cracks in the fuselage tail section protruding into the lower rudder attachment hinge area. Additional airplanes from the operator were inspected, and a total of 3 out of 5 airplanes showed cracking at the same location. If undetected, these conditions could eventually lead to significant cracking and/or corrosion of the fuselage tube structure and result in a potential safety of flight hazard, such as loss of control of the lower rudder hinge or tail wheel. The FAA is recommending inspections within the next 100 hours for those aircraft with 1,000 hours time in service and repeat inspections every future 1,000 hours. For a complete list of the affected Piper aircraft, see our website, www.aero-news.net. British FBO operator Signature Aviation has proposed to build an executive airport and terminal that would accommodate, quote, the largest business jets, end quote, almost exclusively for the use of Google at Mineta San Jose International Airport in California. And a city official says that the plan should be considered. According to a news release from Signature Aviation, Mineta San Jose International Airport staff will recommend that Signature Flight Support be awarded a 50-year lease on the airport's west side to develop and operate a 29-acre, $82 million facility, which the Los Angeles Times reports would be largely used by Google's fleet of executive jets, which range up to a Boeing 767. NASA's Curiosity rover has, for the first time, used a drill carried at the end of its robotic arm to bore into a flat, veiny rock on Mars and collect a sample from its interior. This is the first time any robot has drilled into a rock to collect a sample on Mars. This rock is believed to hold evidence about long-gone wet environments. The rock that Curiosity drilled into is called John Klein, in memory of a Mars Science Laboratory deputy product manager who died in 2011. When Aero News continues, record money paid for a gypsy moth. The ultimate in space exploration in a computer game. And shrinking TFRs. Can we, the people, truly have our voices heard?
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, February 12th. I'm Glenn Moyer. It's true what they say. You can go home again. The Gypsy Moth biplane from the 7-time Oscar-winning motion picture Out of Africa sold for a world auction record of €201,250. That's just under $270,000. To an anonymous telephone bidder in Kenya. The airplane is on its way back to the country after nearly 3 decades of being truly out of Africa. The 1929 American Moth Corporation de Havilland 60 GMW Gypsy Moth biplane was featured in the Sidney Pollack-directed movie starring Meryl Streep and Robert Redford. The auction was held in conjunction with the French capital's Retromobile Week. The sale set a new world record for a Gypsy Moth. It's being billed by its developer as, quote, the ultimate game of space exploration, end quote. Releasing on PC, Mac, and iPad in June of this summer, Buzz Aldrin's Space Program Manager promises to take players on a journey of exploration and space conquest from the dawn of human spaceflight to modern space exploration vehicles and on to the future. To ensure the accuracy and authenticity of the game, it is being developed in consultation with Dr. Buzz Aldrin, former U.S. Air Force combat pilot and NASA astronaut who, of course, took part in the first moon landing mission and became the second human being to walk on the moon. In Buzz Aldrin's Space Program Manager, players are in charge of carefully managing the agency's budget by opening programs, spending R&D funds on improving the hardware, recruiting personnel and astronauts, and launching space missions. Road to the Moon is the first chapter in a series of 3 engaging games that will take players on a fantastic journey. Not so sure playing manager is exactly what I would call exciting, but we'll see. The director of operations at McMahon Helicopters in Canton, Michigan, has posted a petition on the White House We the People website in an effort to convince the government to reduce the size and duration of TFRs over sporting events and during presidential visits. The text of the petition reads in part, quote, sporting event temporary flight restrictions, TFRs, prohibit aircraft flight operations within a 3-nautical-mile radius of the venue. Every Major League Baseball, NFL, and NCAA football game with seating capacities of 30,000 or greater carry a TFR beginning 1 hour prior to the event, extending to 1 hour after the event. There are thousands of these TFRs annually, costing aviation businesses millions of dollars in lost revenue. Worse yet, presidential TFRs create restrictions with a 30-nautical-mile radius around the president. This is thousands of square miles of airspace. TFRs need to be reduced significantly in size. End quote. In a posting on the Pilots of America forum, Nick McMahon said his company has lost an estimated $1 million in revenue because of TFRs. He said a presidential VIP TFR can cover as much as 2,800 square miles, and that he has had to cancel work such as aerial photography, both related and unrelated to sports events, given the geographic footprint of the restricted areas. McMahon said in the posting that AOPA and HAI both feel that this is a, quote, dead issue, end quote, so he hopes to get enough signatures on his petition to open a dialogue in Washington. Well, good luck, Mr. McMahon, on opening a dialogue in Washington. When the two sides of the aisle can't seem to talk to each other, I'm not overly optimistic that an online petition will serve as much of a conversation starter. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.